This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stephen's Good Day program, words that people use to describe the program. One of them is authentic. There's a lady who sends me notes all the time, and she wants to know how it is that I always seem to have the same attitude. And I would tell you that I don't, but I do a good job of covering up. Most of the time, what's going on, what I'm thinking, what I'm experiencing, because I'm not here. I'll tell you real life stories that involve me, my family, Jay, her family, stuff that you can relate to, because many of the things we talk about, hopefully the reason we are successful is because we talk about stuff that affects you, that happens to you. And that's what authenticity is all about. I'm not trying to be somebody I'm not. People are suspicious of those folks who don't seem to be who they really are, especially on the radio. Not so much on television, because there's a lot of acting involved. There's not too much in the radio world, at least in the spoken word formats, there's not much acting. I'll take that back. When I think about guys like O'Reilly, he was a complete... he wasn't a fraud. He was doing what he, you know, what we're all paid to do is to get an audience, and he got an audience by being a character. It was the no-spin zone, and it was nothing but spin. And I say that frequently because I actually have a lot of respect. I have a lot of admiration for O'Reilly because I think he's actually, we were talking earlier about who's funny, and Kevin Hart was in our focus. I find O'Reilly to be extraordinarily amusing. Just to watch his mannerisms and to... Limbaugh had a great sense of humor and he had a great sense of timing. And he used that and a lot of other, especially when he was in the first 20 years or so of his program, when he was funny, actually. He was really funny. Then he got to believing his own press and he got a little more serious. And people responded to it because they responded to him. But I see no reason to be serious all the time. There are things that we need to talk about here that relate to people that are important. And I don't want to not talk about that stuff. But I also want to talk about people who have good intentions, people who have attractive stories, people who have nothing wrong with them. Where do we find... Where are those people? I want to find a whole town full of people who have nothing wrong with them.
They're hanging out with the unicorns.
Where are they? There's the unicorn. All right, so here's a guy in Michigan. Won himself $400,000 yesterday. Oops, how'd he do that? Well, he didn't really plan to do it, nor did he actually know that he was entitled to it. This fellow who won the $400,000 thought it was a joke. What do you mean? My number didn't show up. Aha! But apparently in Michigan, there is a second chance jackpot drawing. And so this guy, for example, plays games online. So his entries went into a second chance giveaway. There are certain games, I think, in each of the states that you can do that in. I'm not an expert in a lottery by any stretch of the imagination. But anyway, this guy doesn't want anybody to know who he is, and I think that's pretty smart. He said he saw an email from the lottery saying I'd won $416,322. and a second chance prize. I figured it was a scam. Because, by the way, there are a lot of these scams that are just exactly like this. Just send your email and your bank account number to us, and we'll send you the money.
Exactly. Or click this link. Yeah. Exactly. And he did the smart thing. He contacted the lottery. He called the lottery phone number. He actually went to the source and was like, hey, I received this email, and sure enough, it was legit.
Yay! So, good for him. You know, I think that's it's just good. And I think that that's... we all wish for the same thing, don't we? I got six lottery tickets sitting to my left over here that I just have been... When I go to the gas station, while I'm waiting for the tank to fill up, I go inside and I buy a couple of tickets. Just for the heck of it. It's a couple of bucks, big dad. Yeah, no big deal. So anyway, it's good for him. Happy that he got a second chance. We all deserve a second chance, no matter what the issue, what the thing, we need a second chance. There's a think tank called the Roosevelt Institute. A lot of people don't know about it, but yes, it was founded by the Roosevelt family. And they have released a report calling for a new approach to economic policy, which would build a better America. It's pretty progressive. It goes back to the time when Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt were in charge, in a manner of speaking. And I say that Franklin Roosevelt was in charge, kind of, but his wife was pretty much in charge. She was the first real woman activist to be married to a president. She lived her own life. He lived his life. They were married in a titular sense, but they didn't live together. They didn't sleep together. They didn't do much together. They had the common interests, and that's what brought them together, and that's why they got married. And then she went off in her world, and he went off in his world. But anyway, the name Rockefeller, Roosevelt, is connected to them in this report, which calls for higher taxes on the rich, higher minimum wages. Now, remember, this is back in the Roosevelt era. More regulation of Wall Street, more support for labor unions, more antitrust enforcement, more government investment in economic growth, and yada, yada, yada. So where has this report been? Remember, it's just now being revived, because it's, you know, the regurgitation of a lot of things that have happened. You know, when Obama was president, there were certain things that became sort of assumed or anticipated. And Biden came in, and there was an assumption he was going to be just like Obama. No, he's not at all. When Obama left office, he was popular, very popular. And his wife was popular until yesterday, when Uri Geller sent a letter to Michelle and kind of called her out for not embracing what was going on with the children in Israel. And so anyway, that's a whole horse of a different color. What I'm interested in looking at this very democratic, neoliberal market, the whole thing is Rooseveltian, which is when Roosevelt left, when he died, there wasn't another president until LBJ that focused so much on social policy. So, you know, you look back at people like Milton Friedman. Some people know who he is, who's a Nobel laureate, economics professor. And his theory was close to what the Roosevelt theory was, and he thought that would bring economic prosperity for everybody. Well, it doesn't work that way. Taxing the rich is the oldest ruse in the world, and all of the things that kind of go with it. There's some great things that are very practical in those ideas, but we've now kind of fallen off the trail of economic growth. We do have a lot of wealth inequality. I agree with that. But why is it that way? Is it because people I don't have the opportunity. No, I reject that. Plenty of opportunity in America to do whatever you want. Still, even though the government is a pain in the butt, you still, if you want, you got an idea, let's go with it and make it work. But the people on the bottom end keep getting this drivel from the New York Times or wherever. Yeah, you got to have equality. Yeah, okay, I want equality in the sense that I don't want to be denied because of the color of my skin or my religion or my sex the opportunity to do whatever I want to do or can do. But because I have more money than the next guy, that's counter to what's good and right and just? Nuh-uh. No, not buying that. So anyway, I'm sort of moving into a poll that has come out. You know, liberal Democrats who think like Roosevelt did and like LBJ did in terms of government policy. There are those in the Biden cabinet and who are around him that are trying to push him in that same direction. You know, and that's where a lot of the stuff comes from with the climate change opportunists and people who want to let everybody come into the country no matter where they come from, and everybody deserves free college and all of that stuff. There is nothing that's free. Nothing. Zero. So as a result of some of this stuff, you can see when there's a good poll, that is when they profile who it is that they're actually talking to, and you see in the latest one, there's a poll in which the majority of Democrats want a new candidate for the first time. This is the first poll that has showed 54% of Democrats who were surveyed in a survey of about 4,000 Democrats, registered Democrats who would vote in the presidential election. They want a new candidate.
They don't want Biden. Yeah.
I would have thought it would be, too. Interesting how that correlates, though, with the rise in the popularity of Robert F. Kennedy. Now, you can say, well, you're just trying to make an argument for Kennedy because you like him. I don't have to. Biden's making his own argument for another candidate, or more so the people around him. You hear me mention Susan Rice all the time because she's one of the major forces behind the scenes in pushing her agenda, which is more liberal than anything Roosevelt ever came up with. So the Democrats are rejecting that, and they aren't reading the tea leaves. So let's see what happens. 18 after the hour, and good day.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Thank you. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The hour. This is a good day program. Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner at the ready here in the social media segment of our hour. And there are a lot of things going on here that are all over social media that are trending, including the story about a lady who was a journalist named Laura Trevelyan, who quit her job to join the fight for reparations down in the Caribbean. So she started a new podcast called Unpack the Past, which would go over like a lead balloon if it were in America. But maybe down there it does have, you know, there are a lot of slaves, not only here, but you know, the Caribbean islands were all run by slaves, thousands of them in Grenada, in what is now the American Virgin Islands, St. Kitts. It was slavery. The British brought all the slaves over. They owned all those islands, and a lot of the stuff going on in the Caribbean was a direct result of the British expansion. They were the most, whether you like it or you don't like it, you want to hear it, the British were the most aggressive country ever in the history of the planet. They took over more land. They had more slaves. They killed more people than the Romans, than the Dutch, than the Spanish, than the French, than any of them combined. So, anyway, this lady wants to try to right the wrong of slavery. That's a sticky wicket because, as has been said by many better than me in terms of explaining things, why should people who never owned slaves have to give money to people who never were slaves? She wants to find all the descendants of people who were enslaved, and she wants to somehow or other get reparations for them.
I think that there are some instances where there were wealthy families who lost everything and were enslaved, and then there's the generational poverty.
Yeah, there's both. There's a lot of that.
Yeah, in those instances, it completely makes sense. Yes. But yeah, this is just it's so fascinating because one of the conversations of why so many schools or so many parents are telling schools not to teach this, not to teach that, because they don't want their poor white children to feel bad that slaves were a thing once upon a time. And you can be empathetic to something and still study history while also acknowledging, like, hey, that was wrong. But I myself didn't own any slaves. Laura Trevelyan, she's never been a slave owner, but her ancestors owned more than 1,000 slaves. And she is speaking from her ancestral kind of lineage, as well as teaming up with somebody who has the ancestors who were enslaved. So it's like you are getting a conversation between both sides of the story, where a lot of times that gets lost. Yeah, it's usually just one side of the story.
Yep. That's for sure, especially with media today, social media today. Speaking of that, we are finding ourselves going to TikTok. Wow. This shows you the ignorance of a lot of people. News and TikTok together. The number of people going to TikTok for news has doubled in the last couple of years. Why is that the case? Why are people going away from news? Because people don't like what they're seeing because they know it's not true. They know, people instinctively know, that they're getting fed a line of shwerba by MSNBC, CNN, Fox, and Newsmax. Now, they have the listenership for sure, but I don't even understand. TikTok is the worst place to go, not the best place.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because you have people who, they don't trust news sources because they think it's not real news, so you're going to a random person who's claiming to be an expert, is giving their opinions and stating them as facts, and you think that's real news?
It's stuff that's in danger of being filtered by the Chinese government because they have full control over TikTok. Full. Don't kid yourself. Full control. Let's kind of use our heads here a little, huh? 28 after the hour.
When every single dollar matters, think technology. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Ink cartridges for your printer are so expensive that office supply stores lock them up. Those Cartridge World refills work just fine. And even the office superstores will give you store credit for recycling used toner cartridges. About the extended warranty when you make a major purchase, every tech expert I've talked to says it's usually useless. Pure profit, and the salesperson might be getting a bonus if you go for it. And why spend for software when you can use free online Microsoft Office? Programs like Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. And there are lots of free apps and Google Docs, too. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The fighting rages on between Israel and the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas. Israeli forces enter Gaza's main hospital this week and say they found weapons and a computer with photos of a kidnapped Israeli soldier on the hard drive. Israel this morning is ordering Palestinians to leave four towns in the southern part of Gaza as operations to eliminate Hamas continues. The singer Cassie has filed a lawsuit in a Manhattan federal district court that alleges rap mogul Sean Diddy Combs physically and sexually abused her for years during their relationship. Cassandra Ventura filed the lawsuit under New York's Adult Survivors Act about a week before the statute of limitations was set to expire. The gag order against presidential candidate Donald Trump in his civil trial has been temporarily suspended by a New York appeals judge. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Tahi Boutique Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Good day,
dear.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello, my name is Grandstephan Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
Turkey got a gobble turkey in the holidays. But Ham gets jealous and go ahead and gobble. You can't beat my honey glaze. Every single year they have a little squabble. Turkey and dressing have a lot of fans. Ham says turkey without your dressing on holidays, I'd be the man. Turkey got a gobble, got a gobble.
Be the man. A lot of energy in that song. This is Good Day at 34 after the hour. Doug Stephan with Jay Kirshner getting ready to have a week when you can't find anybody to do business with. It's kind of like people are shut down. By Tuesday afternoon, you'll be done finding anybody to do business with. It just, that's the way it is until the following Monday. And then we have maybe a month, if we're lucky, to do business. And then from Christmas to New Year's, most offices crickets. And businesses like cricket. It's ghost town. So anyway, get it while you can. Hurry up, do your business, and let's keep things moving, shall we, as much as we can. The was talking about energy and performing and stuff. Do you think we have more energy this time of year or less energy? The days are shorter. We eat more. We seem to have the fact that we eat more kind of slows us down a little bit. Or maybe I should speak for myself. I'm pretty mindful of what I eat most of the time, but I must admit, and I probably will be because this Thanksgiving I'm spending with my son and his wife and my grandson with her parents up in Napa. And so who knows? The father is a professional. Here's a very interesting. They actually have a great family. I'm very, very fond of Sophie's mom and father's very much. He's written a lot of very famous movies. And she tells the story of the first time he got a check for $1 million. She put it in her jeans and washed the jeans. She produced, the first Reba show was her idea. She and Reba are great friends, and they're working on another program, sort of reviving what they did before. And she was involved in family. This is a L.A., Los Angeles showbiz family. But he's now retired from writing, and he's opened a restaurant. And he's a very, if you go into their home, they have this huge kitchen. It's like a commercial kitchen. This is all making stuff. And it's, you know, it's different, but it's good. Depends on your taste. But he loves to do it. And so he's able to do something that, you know, he's secure. So he doesn't have to worry about, you know, where the next, quote, literally meal comes from. And so he's gone down the street and he's opened a couple of restaurants. And they're doing quite well. Very unusual. So he'll cook Thanksgiving dinner, I'm sure. And then the kids will be involved in making things, but it's just something different and something that will have, I'm sure, a lot of great energy attached to it. And I've never been in Napa, as much as I've traveled around California, never been in wine country. I don't drink wine, so, you know.
Yeah, there's still so much
why would you go?
Food, and yeah, it's that's going to be a blast.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful area. So anyway, that's what Thanksgiving is for me. What is it for you? Have you got all your plans made? You're going to be there with your folks, right, Jay?
I am, yes. Yeah. My husband's family, his aunt and uncle, who usually host Thanksgiving, are going to be traveling. So we are doing something earlier
this weekend.
And then with my family on Thanksgiving Day. Okay. So it kind of takes away the hustle and bustle of having to normally rush around and you know, be with one family and then hurry up. You have to leave early with one family and then show up late to the next family because everything's around the same time.
Yeah,
and
it's
going to definitely be a lot more leisurely and laid back. We're looking forward to it.
So here's some good news for those of you who watch the stock market, or more correctly, it's not the stock market. It's the stock markets, plural, because there are a number of the Standard & Poor. The Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, all of those, and there's a couple of other producer price indicators that show things are looking up. And whenever I see these, I want to pass them along because there are a lot of people who want to start the rumor that we're headed toward a recession. And the fact is that after, I think it's about 50-50, after the Fed stops raising interest rates, sometimes there's a recession, sometimes there isn't. So you can kind of cross your fingers and hope there isn't one. And a lot of these strikes that were around, like the auto workers strike, that's over. The hotel strikes that have been, I think, prevalent in Chicago, Detroit, Los Angeles, those are kind of settled. The actors and the, you know, all of that stuff. The things that get a lot of attention that get people to think, you know, working, you know, oh, these guys are going on strike, maybe we should go on strike too. Yeah, it's just that they all fall. So when the strikes are settled, that kind of calms down people.
Well, especially when you have organizations that do work hand in hand, and one goes on strike, it kind of only makes sense of like, well, we have to stop while they're on strike anyway. Let's fight for something we want.
Yep. The end of the saga of that mother of the six-year-old boy. Remember the boy who shot his teacher? She was sentenced to 21 months in prison, having nothing to do really with what the boy did. They got her on marijuana abuse or something. I guess is marijuana not legal in Virginia? I guess it isn't. I think medical is, but I'm not sure. It's recreational marijuana, and that's what they got her on. Here's what it is. I think that you can't, the law is weird. You can't use marijuana while you own a gun. Okay? There you go. And I think that's a federal law, too. Hold on a second. I got this big fly.
I feel like more people are likely to be drunk and shoot at somebody than to be high on marijuana and shoot somebody.
Excuse me. Pardon the interruption. Flies lying all over. You notice how at this time either
a fly?
Yeah, a fly is all over my screens here. And then flying around, you can hear it. But part of the ambiance, right? Okay. Enough of that.
Carry on.
Yes, I'm going to go to Illinois for this one. Speaking of shooting, there's a guy who is dead today. He was shot in the face while he was out hunting with his friends. There you go. That reminds me of one of the, who was it that shot somebody in the face?
Was it Dick Cheney?
Dick Cheney shot somebody in the face. I mean, yeah, right. It was. Anyway, this is Iowa. A fellow's name was Seth Egelhoff, hunting with a group of friends, 40 miles northwest of Des Moines, and somehow or other he got in the way of somebody who was shooting at some prey, and he got shot. He fell into a marsh. Man, this has got to be a messy situation. They got a helicopter, but he was dead. So it was an accident, but yet, you know, these things will happen if you're not really careful. This is very dangerous stuff, especially if there are leaves still on the trees like there are in many places. I look out my window here. Most of the trees still have, the old trees don't have any leaves, but the younger trees all have leaves, and we're a month after when they normally would go away, and hunting season is open here. Pretty much hunting season. I know some folks went up to Maine over the weekend, hunting season up there. So with all the leaves on the trees, very dangerous. What did you start to say?
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sorry.
Listen, maybe I've said it all. Anyway, just be careful, please.
Oh, just with the shooting, the victim, the poor family of this victim that lost their loved one. It's so tragic.
Yeah.
And then also for the friend who accidentally killed his friend. His life is never going to be the same.
Nope, sure won't. Nope, not at all. All right, other people in the news. New Jersey's first lady, a lady named Tammy Murphy, Governor Murphy's wife, has announced she is going to run for the seat of Senator Bob Menendez. The Senate race next year. This guy is a crook, and everybody knows it, vulnerable, but yet he still says, oh, I'm not guilty of anything, I'm going to run again. Okay, good. She says that most people know her as the wife of Phil Murphy, who's the governor, but that's okay. Time goes on, she says, people know who I am. I've had a very successful career in finance. And as a matter of fact, she says, quote, a lot of times I was the only woman at the table. And so she worked twice as hard, she said, because she was a woman. And now she wants to focus on things like helping New Jersey be better in certain areas. Like they have a very high, especially in northern New Jersey, high infant mortality rate. And so she's all about that. Women's issues. And in New Jersey, like most other states, more women vote than men. So it'll be interesting to see how that affects people like Nikki Haley, too, frankly, because more and more women, it's like most other things, more women are running companies and politics. They ought to be. It should be the equality. We shouldn't even be talking about the fact that she's running, she's a woman. No, she's running because she's a qualified candidate. Listen to what she has to say and vote accordingly. Thank you very much. Anyway, so Menendez and his wife, everybody knows that story, right? Hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of bribes.
Yeah.
From the Egyptians. Guy's sleepy. He's always impressed me as being sleazy. Always. And don't ask me why. I put my finger on it. He is just a sleaze. Well, they find $480,000 cash, and we sent something to the cleaners. Wasn't that? Huh? I think that's how he got caught, if I'm not mistaken. Another name in the news, the Moose News, Larry Hendrickson. Mr. Hendrickson, 92-year-old man who was traveling from Yuma, Arizona, back to his home in Newport. His wife was in the car with him. They were driving. Listen to this. The guy's 93 years old. He's driving with a U-Haul truck in the car they had behind them. The guy's 92. And he's good for him, in a manner of speaking, anyway. But the drive didn't go so well.
His wife was driving the U-Haul.
I thought he was driving. No, she was driving?
Yeah, she was driving the U-Haul while he followed behind in their car.
In the car, yeah. Anyway, I don't know whether he fell asleep or he wasn't paying attention to the road. Anyway, his car went down an embankment, and he was in the car overnight in sub-freezing temperatures before he was rescued. This is going to be a story and a half, right?
Yeah.
So is there a lesson here? Is there, like, he's 92. Do we do the age thing? Or do we just say you got to pay attention to... You know, I know a lot of people who are in their 90s. I expect I'll still be driving the same as I am now. I expect to be on tractors and trucks and stuff when I'm 92. Not everybody can say that, but that's what my intention is. And so, anyway, this guy must have... You know, up in the mountains in Oregon, it's got to be cold.
Yeah.
He must have had hypothermia.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, and they had pulled over to, like, look at the truck's tires. Something was going on. And for some reason, she had both of their cell phones trying to call for help while he took their car and started driving to find a tire shopper or something. And so she was behind, and all of a sudden she can't get a hold of, you know, well, she wouldn't have been able to get a hold of her husband because she had both cell phones.
Right. Well, that's not necessarily a recipe to fix things. You know, it's really interesting. I always carry a cell phone with me now wherever I go, just in case. If I'm on a tractor, truck, or wherever, I leave it there sometimes because if I'm not worried about getting in a precarious position, I just leave it. I don't carry it with me all the time. But when I'm out driving around equipment, always have it. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need to pay bills.
When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Three past the hour now. It's Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronos. Questions for Dr. Ken, which you may dial in 855-999-3684. You can send them along to us, or you can call that recorded line, and we'll put you on the air. If the question is good, sometimes we translate it and put it on the air, whatever. It's 855-999-3684 for Dr. Ken. Not only does he have the Good Day Health Show, but he's here with me on Good Day. You can find much of the material that we have here comes out of the Journals of Medicine. American Heart Association has been meeting, so there's a lot of reports in the current Good Day Health podcast and the one that is included this week. So we have focused on 2 weeks at a time usually here. You can check it all out at GoodDayHealthShow.com. So the first question has to do with CAT scans and how they improve the odds of surviving cancers. There's a specific one from the American Lung Association focusing on lung cancer. But can't CAT scans pretty much help you detect or help doctors detect cancers of various sizes, shapes, and forms, Ken?
Sure. But the problem, especially with lung cancer, is that lung cancer, once it starts, grows and develops so rapidly that usually in the old days, when we would diagnose lung cancer, it was far advanced, and the survival is not real good, 20% maybe, and maybe even worse with some other variations of lung cancer. So we need better ways to diagnose lung cancer early. And here's from the American Lung Association, American Cancer Society, the latest in picking up lung cancer early, so-called CT screening for lung cancer. Doug, 81% of people whose lung cancer tumors had been spotted by CT screenings were still alive 20 years later. That is truly amazing for lung cancer when you think about it, how awful the survival rate is for lung cancer. So recently updated guidelines from the American Cancer Society advise annual CT screening for smokers and former smokers starting at age 50 and continuing until age 80. And in addition, those who have smoked at least 20 cigarettes a day for 20 years or more should also be screened.
Ugh, awful. All right, we were talking on the Good Day program this week about Nick Jonas, his problem with type 1 diabetes and how he has the diagnosis and how long he's had it. That's how he got juvenile diabetes. Apparently, he got type 1 when he was 18 years old. So the question has to do with whether or not this is something that's easily found. As we, again, we're talking about diabetes, it's type 1, there's type 2. Is one more easily detected than the other?
Type 1 or type 2?
Yeah.
Well, type 1 usually makes somebody quite acutely ill before it gets treated with insulin, often ending up in the hospital. Type 1, the body is just not making insulin, and you can become so-called acidotic and get quite ill and end up in the hospital, and it can be sometimes even a near-death experience until you get a patient on insulin. Whereas type 2, you're making too much insulin, and the body just becomes insensitive to it, and you don't get this diabetic ketoacidosis, this serious acute illness that can be life-threatening. You just get chronic illness, heart disease, strokes, the plumbing throughout the body from head to toe in both types of diabetes just gets damaged. But in type 2, it presents more of a chronic illness, untreated with heart attacks, strokes, erectile dysfunction, eyes becoming a problem, legs, limbs becoming issues all over the body, wherever the circulation and the circulation wherever. But both of them need treatment. And usually type 1 presents much earlier in life.
Mm-hmm. Quick question about race and heart disease. A lot of people think black people are more prone to getting heart disease. Do you think that's true?
Boy, we could spend a whole show on that. And, you know, there's issues of, and hopefully we're catching up with diet, exercise, and follow-up and early detection. And maybe there's some genetic issues, but that's a very complex issue. And I hope that
aren't you glad I asked you with 30 seconds?
Right. I hope the discrepancies soon become just a historical fact.
Yeah, right. The past, not the present. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.